The legend that is Sir Tom Jones and She's a Lady, taking you back to 1971. How you doing? Dan in for Mark this morning on the Big Decade, playing you the very best of the 60s, 70s and 80s. Now, we've been talking about him all morning, and so many of you have loved seeing both him and his partner in crime on your TV screens over the last few weeks in the 2013 series of MasterChef. To talk about that, your chance to get some great food in Birmingham City Centre, and so, so much more, we welcome to the bridge this morning John Turode. Firstly, another amazing series of MasterChef. Congratulations to you and Greg and the rest of the team for that, John. A massively entertaining season once more, and a huge well done to the brilliant contestants and a sterling winner that is Natalie as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, what an extraordinary series. What an extraordinary series. An extraordinary three finalists, you know, Dale and Larkin and Natalie, incredible cooks, you know, out of their own kitchens, and they've done it. And it's such a joy to watch. But, yeah, Nat's our champion, and good on her. She pipped the boys at the post, that's for sure.
She certainly did. I mean, you know, this is the great thing for the audience at home. You can't ever pick it out, can you? Because you just don't know what'll happen on the night.
Well, I think this is the great thing about, you know, about food. I think that the thing about cooking is that everything's a variable. Every ingredient's a variable. Every bit of equipment's a variable. Every time you cook, it's a variable. And because of that, you don't know the outcome. And the wonderful thing about MasterChef is you say, there you are. There's your ingredients you wanted. There's, you want to cook us a dish? Off you go. Sometimes it's joyous and sometimes there's tears of pain.
Now, they're out to impress you and Greg, and Natalie did that with something that I think it's fair to say a lot of people would say is quite simple compared to things we've seen in the past.
Taking something which is everyday and elevating it to something which is truly special. You know, you think about something that you say it's relatively simple, huge amounts of process, very, very, you know, exciting food, really great seasoning, and, you know, very, very clever ideas, which people want to, they want to eat. And, you know, the great thing about Natalie is, of course, she's a cook of the people. She's an egalitarian cook. And she gets what people want to eat. And I think that's brilliant. And, of course, you know, the great thing about, you know, these finalists and the great thing about something like Natalie is that you do get a chance to almost touch them, because we're all together, the MasterChef family are all together again at the summer BBC Good Food Show up in Birmingham in the middle of June. So if you want to come along, come and say hello to me and the bald one and Natalie and Dale and Larkin. We'll all be there together.
Yeah, everyone will be there. It'll be great for them. And, you know, you talk about the Good Food Show at the NEC. That takes place between June the 12th and the 16th. It's the Summer Good Food Show for 2013. Tickets are on sale now. And I think it's fair to say, you know, for fans of MasterChef and other shows as well, it's a great opportunity to see the finalists in the flesh, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's a series that's grown so much in the hearts of the nation. To see you guys doing what you do best in person is a fantastic family day out.
One of the things about MasterChef is that it's not just about, you know, a competition. It's actually about real people. And it's about real people who actually come out of their own homes and, you know, made a difference. And, you know, to watch them on stage is an extraordinary thing, to see that you can, it is possible, that everybody can do, you know, and they are able to do stuff.
When you think about Natalie, she was a credit controller and a part-time DJ before the show. Rumour has it that she sort of hung up that hat now and she's hoping to be snapped up by a restaurant or start something of her own. Is that how it works nowadays for the winners of the series?
I think the winner of MasterChef now has a choice, and I think that's what it's brilliant about. And it's not about anything else except for the fact that they now have a choice, and it's her choice what she does, and whatever she does, I think, you know, everybody be, you know, behind her. Whether she decides to go into a restaurant, whether she decides to go and work in a fishmonger, she'll need some more experience, of course she will, but it's up to her now. And, you know, the ability to have the choice is the joy.
And for Natalie and all of the finalists, they'll be good to have as friends, you know, Christmas or big family occasions. They definitely know what to do in the kitchen, don't they?
They sure do. I think, you know, any night of the week, you'd be happy to be invited to their house.
Yeah, you would do. And you've both enjoyed the series as well, you and Greg, yeah?
I am so lucky to do what I do, and it's a brilliant, it's a privilege. It really is a privilege to see young people and, you know, not so young people continue to live their dream and do something new. And for anybody who's been on MasterChef ever, you know, it's an extraordinary competition, and you know, to win it, is something completely different. And congratulations to Natalie and, of course, you know, to the other two finalists.
Well, listen, John, thank you so much for a great series of MasterChef. It seems just to get better and better each year. I'm really looking forward to heading down to the NEC as well. Just to reiterate, the Summer Good Food Show takes place between June the 12th and the 16th. Details are online at thebridgeradio.net/events. We look forward to seeing you there if you're popping down. And once again, John, thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks very much indeed.